This is Akashvani. The news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that government aims to increase the textiles exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees, addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year. He highlighted that India is the sixth largest textiles and apparels exporter today. The Prime Minister also stated that government is working on creating skilled talent pool for textile sector. Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country.
भारत टेक्स के इस आयोजन में हमारे परिधानों के जरिए भारत की सांस्कृतिक विविधता के दर्शन होते हैं। पूरब से पश्चिम, उत्तर से दक्षिण, हमारे यहाँ कितने तरह के पारंपरिक परिधान हैं, एक एक परिधान के कितने कितने प्रकार हैं। ऐसे आयोजनों के जरिए हमारी ये विविधता और विशेषता वस्त्र उद्योग के विस्तार का भी माध्यम बने.
Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth in India. The Prime Minister stated that earlier Indians used to wear clothes that other countries suggested, but now India will tell the world what to wear. He informed that in the last 10 years, more than 2,400 big marketing events have been organized to promote handlooms. Mr. Modi also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. Bharat Tex 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th. The event brings together the entire textile value chain, from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tex platform is the country's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across two venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. President Draupadi Murmu today said several effective steps have been taken during the last 10 years for the overall development of tribal community. Inaugurating the National Tribal Festival Adi Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi, President Murmu said the country will become developed only if the tribal societies are uplifted. The president said that the crafts, food, dress and jewellery, medical practices, household equipment and sports of the tribal society are the precious heritage of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today highlighted the collaborative spirit of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway in the Indian Ocean region, addressing the inaugural session of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference at Muscat in Oman. The minister said both projects will be among the key collaborative connectivity initiatives for the region. He asserted that it is vital to ensure that connectivity initiatives in Indian Ocean region are consultative and transparent and not unilateral and opaque. The minister stated that there is a churn at the two ends of the ocean, one being the conflict in West Asia and the other being the tensions and contestations being witnessed in the Indo-Pacific. The minister said India is ensuring maritime safety and security by establishing coastal surveillance radars and partnering on white shipping agreements. Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railway in its statement said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 of the New Delhi Railway Station and the entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side of the New Delhi Railway Station. In squash, the Indian men's and women's team won bronze medals at the Asian Junior Team Championship 2025, which concluded at the Hong Kong Squash Centre today. The Indian men's team lost its semi-final clash against Malaysia, while women's team led by Anahat Singh was beaten by the hosts Hong Kong. And that is the end of this news bulletin.